This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
He was caught breaking the law out in Yellowstone and he thought he could get away with it, but he couldn't. Now Pierce Brosnan is pleading guilty in his Yellowstone hiking case. So if you forgot about this, he was photographed in an off-limits area out in Yellowstone, and this Instagram account called Torons, like morons of Yellowstone, posted it and were like, hey, this A-lister cannot get away with this. He's literally in an off-limits area. So he entered a not guilty plea. He's like, I didn't do that. I know there's photographic evidence of it, but I didn't do that. And obviously there was evidence against him in this off-limits area. So now he's taken a plea deal. He's pleaded guilty to one charge. Another was dismissed. But if he'd been found guilty of the charges, he would have had to have spent 6 months in jail. And now he only has to pay fines, which he can do because he's Pierce Brosnan, which is around $1,540. So pocket change for him.
Why didn't you just plead guilty in the first place? You knew you were out of line anyway. You knew this is the way they were going. This is like Hollywood entitlement right here.
Well, I think celebrities do have a certain sense of entitlement, you know, thinking because they're surrounded by a lot of yes people and they get a lot of things. They get away with a lot of things. And I think he thought he was going to get away with this.
Does it sound harsh if I somewhere inside of me wish that he would have gotten attacked by a bear?
A little bit.
Okay, then I won't mention.
I think one day in prison or jail would have been fine. I think.
Seriously, I have seen this before. Like, people go outside of the boundaries and then they end up getting mauled or hurt or falling through some kind of crack or something. And then they sue the park.
They sue.
Right?
Yeah, to me, I'm like, what if this is just some big conspiracy theory that maybe he's going to be in the next spinoff of the show Yellowstone? And really, this has just all been orchestrated. Like, really, his PR team is going to pay this big fine because now he's been associated with Yellowstone so many times. This is obviously just a PR stunt for him to be the next Dutton, right?
And this is going to be a storyline on the show. Forget about killing family members.
Yeah.
It's overstepping the boundaries at Yellowstone National Park. It's really pissed the Duttons off.
Exactly. All right. NSYNC got to surprise fans with their first live performance since 2013 at Justin Timberlake's album release party on Wednesday. They performed 4 songs, including the new one they have together called Paradise. They performed Girlfriend, Bye Bye Bye, It's Gonna Be May, and their new song Paradise. And by the way, Justin's new album Everything I Thought I Was came out today, but Chris Kirkpatrick says this whole performance really is the next step to a full-on reunion tour.
Once you can wipe that stuff out and bring it back to just the 5 of us, you know, we get Paradise, and we get that song, and it's just basically an ode to the fans and to each other. You know, I can tell you that this has definitely been a step in the right NSYNC back together touring direction.
He and Justin Timberlake sound eerily similar when they're talking.
JC sounds like that too.
Does he really?
Yeah,
I thought that was JC. It all comes back to JC for you guys.
All roads lead to JC Chazay.
Right. And it's not even the number one JC we're talking about, which is Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right.
Well, no debate there.
Joshua Scott Chazay, my ex-husband.
Oh my God. What if they're all just the same person, but we've been tricked into thinking that they're all like different members? Except for Lance. I feel like Lance is the one different one.
I would be dumb enough to fall for that.
Did you just rattle off his middle name? You know his middle name?
I know everything. I get his birthday and my husband's birthday confused, genuinely.
What is JC Chazay's birthday?
Like August 7th, I think.
And where was he born?
What's his blood type?
I think he was born in Pennsylvania.
What's his social?
I'm pretty sure. 027-999-7654. I'm kidding. But like my husband's birthday is August 5th. So for a long time, I had to put on my calendar, this is Chad's birthday, because I'd wish him happy birthday on JC Chazé's birthday.
Right.
That's, you know, your first love. What can you say?
Chad or JT?
JC.
That's really embarrassing for you. I love that.
My millennial self does not care.
Millie Bobby Brown is talking about her new ick. She says the one thing she can't stand to see a man do is hold an umbrella.
There's something about it that just feels really pathetic. I try to get on board with it. I did try.
And she said the latest ick that she had with her husband, or her, not her husband, her soon-to-be husband, her fiance, was when he got a nosebleed.
And you know what? I have a new one. This morning, I was on a flight with my fiance, and he got a nosebleed, and I got the ick. One, because he just got a nosebleed. He's doing an 11. I'm like, calm down. Two, he's acting as if it's painful. And I'm like, it's not painful, though. It's giving ick, and that's my new one.
So just going back to the umbrella one, men are allowed to shield themselves from the rain.
No, they got
to
take it like a man.
Do you just want every man to be wet?
Can't be dry.
You afraid of water or something?
I actually agree with her take. I hate using an umbrella. I would rather just put my hoodie thing up or not do anything at all. But wearing, but using an umbrella as a man just feels like it takes away my masculinity. I swear to you, I hate it.
Oh, you got that one, bro. I'm trying to stay dry over here.
Let's add on raincoats to that, too. You don't need a raincoat. Take it like a man. He signed up to be on a reality show all about getting married. So why did he say no at the altar? We'll talk about the most shocking moment from Love is Blind Season 6 on your next eBuzz.
The Bird Show.